It's all the rage to make a point of planting butterfly gardens today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
This is true when we consider the monarch butterfly, which is under stress from disappearing habitats. One of the best butterfly-attracting plants for our home landscape is butterfly weed, known botanically as Asclepias. Butterfly weed is low maintenance and attracts lots of butterflies besides monarchs. You should consider the native perennial Asclepias tuberosa, which has an upright, clumping growth habit. The clusters of tubular flowers, which become prominent in late summer and early fall, are various shades of orange. I wouldn't try to dig up any clumps you find growing. This plant produces a deep taproot and doesn't tolerate transplanting. Try growing from seed in a container and then transplant when large enough. A species of butterfly weed that isn't native but blooms from spring through the fall is the tropical milkweed and will provide early season forage for caterpillars. A fun new selection of tropical milkweed that I started growing last year is Monarch Promise. The colorful variegated plants are very attractive to both monarchs and pretty in the garden. The margins of the foliage have a cream color with alternating highlights of red and blushing pink. These colors were certainly enhanced on my plants in the full sun. There's still plenty of time to plant some butterfly weed in your home garden and enjoy the colorful monarch butterflies as they visit this summer. Until next time, I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman enjoying our Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.